Okay, we're on Nun Amud Aleph, the middle of the Amud, Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya, Amri Li Aim. Abaya's mother died when he was born, so he was raised by a nursemaid. So that's who he refers to as Aim. Hai Barshish, the Tarkele Akrava. We learned before about children 6 years old, so now we're going to say some other things about children who are six. A six-year-old child that a scorpion bit him. Biyoma de Mishlam Shis, on the day that he finishes his sixth year. Lochai, can't live. Maya Suse, so what is this refuah? So we'll see Rashi says, can't live without this refuah. What is the refuah that'll make him live? Tosa says, he can't live. And the of refuah is, what can you give him that he shouldn't be bitten to begin with? So Tosas learns that what the Gemara is saying is preventative, and Rashi learns is that means you can't live means without this refuah. If you had this refuah, he could live. So what's the refuah? Mararta didaya chiyurta. You take the gall of a bird that's a white daya, bishikra, and you put it into beer. Nashpaya v'nishkaya, you rub it on him and you give him to drink from it, and that will cure or prevent him from being bitten. Hai barshata, the Torek lezibura, a one-year-old child that's bitten by a hornet. Biyoma de mishlam shasa, on the day that he becomes 1 year old, lochai, also can't live. Mayasuse, same thing, either he can't live without this refuah, like Rashi, or what will you give him to make sure he doesn't get bitten to begin with, according to Tosfos? Atsusa de dikla b'maya. You take the sheath that's around palm tree, date palm. There's like a sheath of around the bark. You take that and you put it into water. Nishbayev Nishkaya, and you put it on him and you give him the drink from it, and that's the refuah. Sirashi. Lochai im lo refuah beduka. He won't live unless you give him this refuah. Mararta de daya, mora shall daya shakorim vestu. A certain bird, daya is one of the non kosher birds. And you take its, mora is the gall of the daya. And, you nashpaya v'nashkaye, mimashcheno mimenu, v'tishtashkenu mimenu b'sheicher. You rub it on him, you anoint him with it, and you give him a little bit to drink with beer. What? What do you mean?
It's
preventive. Mistama, what's it called? Mistama, all of this is shloka derech anyway. So,
drinking.
What?
Drinking.
Yeah, no, you mix it up the thing, but it's mistama, it's not, it's bitter, it's not kederech, so it's only the rabbanon, and you're doing it in order to prevent a machla that the rabbanon goes through and came to refuah. So here it's a refuah, it's a preventative thing, it's okay, it's not an issur d'oraisa, for sure. No, mistama not, mistama it's shloka derech. Okay, atzusa de dikla, siv shigadol saviv dekel tomer. It's the fiber that grows around the bark of a date palm. Ke'ein vilda shikorech es eitz hagefen. Similarly by a grapevine is also a similar kind of fiber. Okay. Amarav Katina call Amarav Katina call a machnis as beno pachos ben sheish, a person who starts his child in school less than six, rots achro ve'inu magio. He'll chase him and he won't reach him. So what does that mean? Ika di amrei chaverav rotsim achro ve'in magian also. That is the friends will run after him and never reach up to him. He'll be ahead of them all the time. And the first one is Ratzachro Veinomogio, means that you'll run after him to make sure that he's healthy, and he will never be healthy. You're putting too much on him too soon. See Rashi, Hamachnis is the no luma Torah. Rotzacharav lahavroso lachyoso. You run after him to make him healthy. Vein magio mesukin hulamos mirov chulsho. He'll be too weak. He won't be a healthy child. Chaverav rotzacharav lios pikchim b'torah kamoso. His friends will try to be as smart as him, and they won't ever catch up to him because you started him early. So the Chora, Mara says, the Tarvayu Ishnu, both are true. Cholish Vigomer, he'll be a weak child, but he'll be smart. Iboy Semer, another way of learning the two things. Hadikachish Hadibari, if he's a weak child and you start him too early, then you're going to cause him to be a sickly child. If he's a healthy child, then you'll cause him to be smarter than the other kids. Amr Yoshi Barchanina, Ba'usha Hiskinu, see Rashi till here. Hadikachish al yachnisenu. If he's a weak child, don't start him before six. Shemesukin hu pen yachlish viyomus. He'll get even weaker, and it could be you're putting him his life in danger. Debori yachnisenu lefi shemispakeach. And if he's a healthy child, then even before six, you can start him early, and he'll end up being a wiser child. Amr Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Ba'usha Hiskinu Ha'isha Shemachra B'nichsin Malog B'chai Ba'ala U'meisa Ha'ba'al Motzi Miyad HaLekuchos. He made another takon in Usha. A woman has Nichsin Malog. Nichsin Malog are her property, right, that she yarshined, let's say, or she brought into the marriage, and the property remains hers. When she leaves the marriage, either the husband dies or divorces her, she gets the karka, it's hers. But as long as she's married, the takana is that the husband has the peiros of the field. He eats the peiros. So now she sold that nichsei malog while her husband was alive. So she really preventing him from eating the peiros, right? And then she died. So now if that field would still be hers, so it would go to her husband. Her husband yarshins her. Okay, she sold it though. So the question now is her sale a good sale or not? Since Lamaisa, the husband has peiros, so what's it called, the chora, she can sell the guf hakarka. Right? Even though she really shouldn't because she's depriving him of the peiros, but her sale's a sale. So in Usha, they were misakin that the sale is not a sale, and if she dies, the it's as if she didn't sell it, and the karka goes to the husband. Okay, the husband can take it away from the lokeach.
Okay. Only property?
What?
Money?
No, it's still property.
Nichsim
Lug, right. Here's property. Tosus points out, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf or not. Okay, the husband has only a kinyan peiros. But if it's his kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf, she can't sell it. You don't need a takonas usha. And then Tosa says, no, there are cases where he won't have a Kenyan Paris in it. Somebody gave her a present specifically that her husband shouldn't have anything to do with it. Then her husband doesn't eat Paris from this Nichsei Malug. Or in a case where he said, namely, Vadinu Dvorim B'Nichsayich, he absolves himself of any connection to the field. So then you need Takonis Usha to tell me normally she could sell the field. But since Lamaisa, he yarshins her, so therefore they made the sale not a sale. If she dies in his lifetime, the field goes back to him. Okay, that's Takonas Usha. Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Ravo, the Havei Kod Ba'achlusa de Usha. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef found Rav Avo standing in a crowd in Usha. Omrelei Man Mora de Shmaisa de Usha. Who is the one who reported this takon of Usha? Omerle Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Bar Chanina, he's the Baal Shemaisi. He's the one who reported this halacha. Tani minei arboin zimnin, v'domi leikam ademanchalei bekiste. He said it over 40 times, learned it over 40 times, to get, I don't know really to know who the man the Omer was, to say it over 40 times, there must be something more here than just that he's the one who said it, right? It must be that why he said it and what the implications are of what he said, other things or whatever. Learned it 40 times, it was like he had it in his pocket. Okay. Rashi. Shemachra b'nichse melug ha-keren. She sold the field itself. Habal motzi, the shavur rabbanin kilokeach, v'hu lokeach rishon. The rabbanin made him like a lokeach, and the field therefore was leaned to him, so he gets the field before anybody else. So if she sold it to somebody else, it reverts back to him. V'uchlusa seifas b'niyom, in a crowd. Tana minei de rabbiosi barchanina morahu, mora de shmaisahu. Right, he learned, said it over 40 times that Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina was the author of this, the source of this halacha. Okay. Ashrei Shomri Mishpat Osa Tzedaka B'chol Eis. Pasuk. Right, person does Tzedaka every moment. Mar says, V'chi Efshel Asa Tzedaka B'chol Eis. Is it possible to do Tzedaka every minute? So Darshu Rabbi Seinu Shabiyavne Va'amri Lo Rabbi Lezer Zehazon Bonu V'Nosuk Shenktarim. Even though a person doesn't have to feed his children min hadin when they're little, we'll see later on the Gemara what age that is. We said till six he does, after six not. So somebody who chooses to feed his children after that age is basically giving them tzedakah. So therefore, what's it called? He's doing tzedakah b'choleis. They're constantly dependent on him, so he's doing tzedakah all the time. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Yomer Zeh HaMegadol Yosom V'Yosoma B'Soch Beiso Masiyon. That's a person who raises a Yosom or Yosoma. The Marsha, not over here, but another place, says that Yosom V'Yosoma doesn't necessarily mean that the child doesn't have any parents. It means that parents can't take care of that child. So for all practical purposes, the child's a Yosom V'Yosoma. If you raise a stepchild in your home who his own parents couldn't have raised him, right, then it's as if you're doing tzedakah b'choleis. You end up marrying them off, it's doing tzedakah b'choleis. Okay. I heard that what's it called says by Yom Kippur, right, v'al yovo b'chol eis al hakodesh. Right, l'maisa, Aaron shouldn't come b'chodesh with this kol eis. That kind of tzedakah is a very nice thing, but that's not the kind of tzedakah you're going to come b'chodesh with, b'chol eis. Okay. In other words, what's it called? Even though in Bizman Hazeh, it's not like that. People can't take Meiser money and use it to feed their children after six. Because Ramosha says that since the custom is for people to feed their children after six, probably till they're 60 maybe, so it's by custom something you have to do. Person who wouldn't feed his children after six, either we put in jail, right, or ostracized, and therefore something that you have to do, even though mitzad hadin you don't have to do it, mitzad custom you have to do it, is also you can't use maaser money. Home va'osher v'deiso v'chid kosko medes lo'ad. Rav Huna v'Rav Chista. Okay, another pasuk. Home va'osher v'deiso. Person has his wealth in his house, and his stock remains forever. That means you keep your wealth and you still have tzedakah. How can you keep your wealth and still have tzedakah? So Rav Huna Rav Chisda, Chadam Rezeh Halomei Torah Malamda. You teach Torah to other people, so you keep your wealth, but you disperse it to other people by teaching them, so you have your wealth and you're dispersing it to other people too. The Chadam Rezeh HaKosek Torah Nevim Uksuvim Mashil Nacher, somebody who writes for him and loans them out. So he retains the wealth, but he loans it out to other people. Urei vonim levonecha shalom al Yisrael. What's that pasuk mean? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kiven shebonim levonecha shalom al Yisrael. Deloasi lidei chalitza v'libum. If you have, your children have children, they never come to Yibum and Chalitza, and the Yibum Chalitza is like a fight between the man and the woman. She takes off his shoe, spits in his face. That's one pshat. Others learn that usually there's problems with Yibum and Chalitza. Sometimes the man wants to be Miyabim and the woman doesn't want to have Yibum, or the opposite situation. So you avoid fights by having children to your children that never come to Yibum and Chalitza. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Kivin Shebonim Vavanecha Sholom Al Dayoni Yisrael Tolosi Lintzuye. Right, if you have no, your children don't have children, then when they die, they, what's it called, the Yerusha is going to have to be decided to whom is it going to. It's not so posh, it goes to the children, because there are no children. So then there's going to have to be fights. Who are the legal yorshim? Others say that lechora, that does not true. I said there's very definite halachas of who gets the Yerusha next. So what's the fight going to be? Rashi. Ze hazon bono benosu ktanim she tamid yomim v'layla hein olav. They constantly he constantly has to fulfill their needs day and night. The heat stoka sheinu chiyuv olav b'hem. He's not mechuyev to feed his children, so it's like tzedakah. Hon v'osher b'veso she'ein hamomun kala. He doesn't use up the principle. Afal pikein shekasu meslat. Still, he's giving tzedakah. How can you not use up the principle and give tzedakah? So either by teaching people, so the principle stays by you, or by loaning out svarim. Ze halomi torah malamda miskayemes bo hari hon v'osher b'veso v'tidkasu meslat al shetorech l'lamid l'talmidim. Zako, Sefa Svarim Kayomim Lo Shainam Kalim. The Svarim remain. They're his. But Sidkosl Medislaad, because people use them. Lin Suye, Mikoro Vikodim Benachla. They're gonna fight over who is the closer relative who's going to get the Nachla. Okay. Zem Mid Medrish Dorish Rabalezuth Nechachomim. Right? That, Rabalezer learned the, what's it called, what does the Mishnah say? That we compare the takonis of Usha together, that, and the Mishnah, here, the Kerem Yavna, Habonim Yirshuv, Habonis Yozunu. Right, just like Bonim, don't Yarshin, the Ksubas Bonim Dichrin, until after Misa, right? So to the Bonis, don't get Mizonos until after Misa's. Compare the two takonas. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss that. Yosef Rav Yosef, Kamei de Rav Hamanuna, the Yosef Rav Hamanuna, the Ka'amar, Kishem Shein Abonim Yorshim, Elamin Akarka, he compared another takon of Usha, one to the other. See, in a second, in the beginning, it sounds like it's not a takona. Just like the sons don't get the Yerusha, only from Karka, only from real estate. Kach ein habonos nizonos elamin akarka. So too, the girls only get supported from the estate if it's from real estate. Avishalei kuli almas. The whole place screamed at him. What's it called? What kind of ridiculous thing is that? People only inherit real estate. The shavik ara who the yarsi lei bone. The lo shavik ara lo yarsi bone. Somebody who leaves over real estate, his children inherit. And somebody doesn't leave over real estate, some don't inherit. No such halacha. Omer le Rav Yosef, the dil meksubas bonim dichrin ko omer mar. Maybe he was referring to a specific case of takonis usha of ksubas bonim dichrin. Not takonis usha, but takonis the rabbanon of ksubas bonim dichrin. Like we said, that a man has a few wives, and each wife, they made a takana that their children, their male children, get their ksuba after they die. In other words, if the woman died and her ksuba then went to her husband, okay, when he dies, the money that was meant for the ksuba of their mother goes to those children specifically. Basically, halacha is the following. If a guy leaves over, let's say, $1,000, one ksuba was $100 and the other one was $300. So as long as there's one zuz more than the two ksubas combined, like here there is, right, there's more than $400, so that zuz they split evenly, so you're mekayim the Yerusha, right, with that zuz, and then the $300 mother's ksuba goes to her children, and the $100 mother's ksuba goes to the other children. They don't split that equally. So that's called ksubas bonim dichrin. That only applies if karka, if there's land. They get the mother's ksuba from land. They don't get it from a talitlin. There's enough land to cover the mother's ksuba, they get from the land. So that's Ksubas Bonim Dichri. Rashi. Avashalei Kule Alma. The Rashi before this. Yeah. Avashalei Kule Alma. Vahu lo pirish the Bonim Yorshim the Ka'amra Ksubas Bonim Dichri. Who svurim shestami rusha kamar. Shein ha'bonim yorshim et altlin. They thought when he said it, he was talking stam, about a regular Yerusha. And that's ridiculous. A regular Yerusha, a person yarshins everything. Real estate, movable property, whatever. So Mara says, so what's it called, Rav Haman? So who said this? So Rav Yosef said, right, to Rav Hamanuna, you perhaps meant to say Ksubas Bonim Dichrin. You weren't talking about a regular Yerusha. Dilma Ksubas Bonim Dichrin Komer Mar. Lefisha Shtei Takonus Halolu Shetiknu Chachomim B'tnai Ksuba Lom Dozu Mizu. The two Takonus the Rabbanan made, what's it called, by Ksuba. One is that the boys Yarshin their mother's Ksuba, and the girls get Parnosa from that. Uksubas banim dichrin tznan the perik mishaya nasui the ain nigvus min amitalklin. Uksubas banim dichrin only is collected from real estate. The tznan Reb Shimon Omer afilu yeshon nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis eino klum ad sheyeshon nechosim she'ein. If there's only movable property, then they yarshin equally. This halacha of uksubas banim dichrin, they get their mother's ksuba, only comes from land. That's the one dinner more than the two ksubas combined. So you can be mekayim the Yerusha minatora with that one dinner, they split it evenly. And then, what's left over after that dinner, then they, what's it called, they split up according to the ksubas of their mothers. For hasam afarish, lehilchasa ksubas banim dichrit. Disnan, mishahaya nosu shtei nashim, humesu. A guy was married to two wives and they both died. The Achakach Mesu, and then he died after that. So the Yisomim shall call Achas Mavakshim Ksubasima. And each of the Yisomim want the Ksuba of their mother. Kigon, Shiksuba saw Achas Maruba. One possibility is that one Ksuba, like we said, one's 300, one's 100. Oh, Imshteim Shavos, even if they're both equal, Pamim Shibneho Achas Rabim, Bneho Achas Muatim. Right? In other words, let's say both Ksubas are 200. Right, but this mother had five children, and the other one only had two children. So if they split it up, what's it called, 400 seven ways, they're going to get less. But if they split up 200 two ways, as opposed to 200 five ways, they're going to get more money if they get their mother's ksuba to split up with those brothers. For olsen amuotim of akshim ksuba sima v'yachalkua b'neihem. So sometimes even if the two ksubas are equal, there's still a mila of getting your mother's ksuba because you have less brothers to split it with. Why do they get this? Because that's part of the tnai ksuba, the Rabbanim Musakin, that sons get the ksuba of their mother after the father dies. It's one of the Tanayim the Ksuba that when he marries a woman, he says, any male children that I have from you will, after my death, yarshin your Ksuba. Like we said, if there's one dinner more than the combined value of the two Ksubas. Eilu notling Ksuba Simon, veilu notling Ksuba Simon. Vim lav cholkin b'shov. If not, there's not a dinner left, and they split it equally. The minion Google Osam, according to the Bechor, gets a double portion, and the other ones get a single portion, and so on. The Mokon to Miyakra Nachol Deraisel Otikin Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only made this takana if you'll be able to mekayim the Yerusha Deraisa at least partially. But if you won't be able to mekayim it at all, then they weren't mesakin this halach. Rav Hamanuna said to Rav Yosef, Mar de Gavra Rabahu Yoda Mai Kanina. Enochanami, you understood what I said. I said it stam, but of course I meant Ksubas Bonim Dichrin. I never meant that the Yerusha only goes on real estate and not on movable property. What? They died before he died, that's all. Right, so he now yarshened his wives. Right, not the money. So he yarshened, when he dies, they get the he made it tonight, that you'll get the value of your mother's ksuba from land.